Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
That you're all doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. In this one, I want to speak to you guys about something that I've been noticing within myself as an INFJ that has been kind of annoying to me. Kind of something that I've been trying to work upon, something that I know is a part of my personality and something that I'm really trying to improve upon. And the basic essence of it is that because it takes me so long to trust an individual, to appreciate them for who they are and to become friends with them, as a digital nomad or as an individual right now who has people coming in and are out of our life all the time. You know, people come to Chiang Mai. I live in Chiang Mai right now, Thailand. People come to Chiang Mai and they stay for a few months and then they leave. Or they stay for a few weeks and then they leave. Or they stay for a few days and then they leave. And so sometimes I'll meet these people, you know, at the beginning of their few weeks. And, you know, I will like a little bit, like something about them, but it takes me so much time to trust them, to learn to love them, to want to hang out with them, that by the time I decide, okay, I really like this person, I really want to hang out with them, I think they could be friends, I think they're great. By the time I actually have that realization of, oh yeah, I like this person, I want to be friends with them, it's already time for that person to leave. And I'm just thinking to myself, what? I wasted all of this time thinking, contemplating, reflecting, wondering if this person is the kind of person I want to hang out with. All of a sudden, you know, I had enough time had passed by that I had the decision, or I made the decision that, okay, yeah, good, this person is in. I am going to let them into my heart, into my life. And I think we can be really good friends. And as soon as I make that decision, they're about to leave already, you know? So I just really wish that I could reduce the length of time that it takes me to make these kind of decisions. I'm not saying that I really just want to meet a person and instantly be their friends. I'm not saying I could be that person. I know there are a lot of people like that out there. I don't think I could be that. But I really do want to reduce the amount of time that it takes me to trust a person and to be friends with them. Recently, I became really good friends with an individual, and I really like her. She's really smart. She has the best laugh. It makes me want to laugh as well with her. She's extroverted, and she's very smart, so I have really good conversations with her. She also is a really good listener, which is something that I haven't found in a lot of people. And so to have that in her, I really appreciate it. But again, I met this individual last year in September, October, or something like that. And so it's been almost 6 months now. So I've known her for 6 months. And just a month ago, I decided, yeah, she's really nice. I really like her. I want to be friends with her. And this week, like the end of this week, she's leaving and going back to Germany where she lives. And so it really makes me angry, because I only got to spend really a month or barely a few weeks with her, where I could have really, if I was a little bit faster about it, if I was a little bit stronger in my decision process, or if I was just a little bit faster in just deciding that this person is good or not, if I didn't just take that long, and even 6 months is not that long. Sometimes I've taken years to decide if a person is good or not. I know a couple of friends of mine here where I knew them for 2 or 3 years before I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, we can be friends. And so that's a really long time. And considering the life that I lead, where people are coming in and out all the time, I really want to reduce the amount of time I spend thinking, contemplating, and reflecting if I want that person in my life or not. And so again, as I said, this person, you know, I could have been friends with them or hung out with them for 6 months. They were here. I could have been with them, had conversations with them. Or even 5 months, if I took a month to kind of think about it. But even then, I only had a few weeks with them, and now they're leaving. And it's not the same, you know, on phone or on Skype or on Messenger. And so she's going to be gone. I don't know when she's coming back, if ever. And that means that I'm not going to be really good friends with her anymore. And I'm going to miss that friendship. I'm going to miss that companionship, and I'm going to miss our conversations a lot. But again, as I said, if I just kind of thought to myself, all right, cool, this person seems nice. I don't know if we can be friends yet, but how about I try to make this process a little bit faster? How about we try to hang out a couple of more times and let me learn a little bit more about her? Maybe try to force myself to learn about her faster so that I can include her in my life and inculcate her into myself and to bring her into my relationship zone and to bring her into that zone that we create in ourselves that, you know, only certain people are allowed to pass by. So I wish I'd done that earlier. But it's a good lesson to learn, and it's also a good lesson to share with you as well. Because time passes by faster than you realize. Actually, time passes by much faster than you realize. And before you know it, you're dead. Obviously, before you know it also, that people who you really liked and want to hang out with, they're not in your life anymore. You know, and this happens to me quite often, and perhaps it's only because I'm living in Chiang Mai and people come in and out of here all the time because of the nomad thing. But also, I'm sure in your life as well, people come in and out, and sometimes you wish that you had become stronger friends or better friends with someone earlier on rather than wasting your time thinking or wanting to be friends with them but being too afraid to ask, or wanting to be friends with them but being too not wanting to make yourself be vulnerable. I think that was one of my things, is that she wanted to be friends with me earlier on. She said already in October, November, we should hang out, we should go for lunch, we should go do dinner. But because I was in my own head, and because I was afraid, and because I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to add one more friend to my list. She seems nice, but I don't know. Do I have the time? And so because of that stuff in my own head, because of the fact that I pull myself back from relationship, because of the fact that I hide myself in my room because of the fact that I want to keep myself from being vulnerable. Because of all those reasons, I kept myself from being in a good relationship with this friend of mine, now friend of mine. And it could have been faster. It could have been like, yeah, let's do dinner. And I could have gone for dinner and realized she's an awesome person. And I could have had these last few months with her, hanging out, conversing, learning from her. I'm learning a lot from her. I have learned a lot from her. And I wish I had more time with her. Now, of course, I'm sure if she's meant to come back into my life, she will. And of course, if people are meant to be in your life, they will. But in general, as I said, I have this experience quite often where people come into my life and I'm like, oh, they're really cool. I wish I had more time with them. And then they leave the next week. And I think to myself, dope, I should have done something about this a little bit faster, a little bit sooner, a little bit quicker. But I didn't, right? The main essence of this is, you know, I think we need to get out of our heads, get out of our caves, and really try to open ourselves to human beings faster, better, stronger. It's really one of those things, I think, which is our weakness. As an INFJ, I think we think it's our strength because we protect ourselves, but I think it also hides, it brings us down. Actually, I think the protection sometimes is not necessary. In a lot of cases, actually, it's not necessary. And I'm sitting there protecting myself from these people when I actually didn't need to protect myself from them. And then afterwards, I realized they're awesome people and we could be friends. And because I was too afraid, I was not able to be friends with them. I've said this before in the past, that I think what we should start off with is opening ourselves up, and if the person gives us any signs or signals that shows that they're dangerous or a narcissistic or a toxic person, then we close ourselves up. Normally what an INFJ does is that we go in closed and then we open ourselves up. I think that's a little bit of a difficult situation to deal with because that means you lose a lot of time with that individual. For me, I'm really trying when I meet a new person to open myself up to them. And then if they give me any warning signals, if I see something bad in their aura or in their energy field, then I close myself up. Then I'm like, all right, cool. I don't think this person's for me. I don't think we can be friends with each other. But if with this individual that is leaving soon, if I had opened myself up in the beginning with her, I would have realized instantaneously that she's a good person. And we could have been friends faster, sooner. And I would have had time with her. But what I did was I closed off myself with her in the beginning and then slowly opened myself up, which meant that I had less time with her. Now, perhaps you don't want more people in your life. Perhaps you don't want more friends in your life. Perhaps you don't want more of these relationships in your life. And then it's fine. Close yourself off and don't open yourself up until you're sure. But I actually love the idea of learning from people. And I also learn a lot from the people around me. I just like people around me. Not too many people, obviously, but these little one-offs. They're really, really useful in my growth. And also, I think I give a lot to them as well. And so this mutual beneficial relationship, I love these kind of things and I want more of them in my life. And so therefore, I'm trying as much as possible to open myself up rather than closing myself up in the beginning. And then obviously I have the option to close myself up if I think something is dangerous, if I think the person is toxic, if I think the person is going to take advantage of me, or if they're going to be cruel to me or mean or anything like that, very easy for me to close myself off. So why not do it that way? It's so easy and actually works out better in the long term, at least in my opinion. All right. I hope this makes sense. I hope this was useful. If you have any questions, please comment below and I shall do another video on this. It is something that I'm working on myself, so I'm not saying that I'm perfect at it. It's literally my thing and I'm really trying to be better at it. So I'm not saying I'm an expert. But again, if you have any questions, please do comment below. And again, if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.